Nah, we're just friends having fun. Cool. A game will happen eventually.
What?
Nice.
Wait, I can die and you're my friends? This is awful.
Wait, what? Because, okay, are we going to talk about, like, what we got for leveling and stuff? Is that a thing that we're going to do?
Yeah, you can talk about that because you went up to 11 at the end of the last session. If you have something noteworthy you want to talk about, feel free. This can either be for just us to know or the listeners can get it if they want to get it. Get it, listeners.
Get it, listeners. Just go out there and get it with bad sales. No, it's okay. So I decided to go Bard 6, Ranger 5. So she is now slightly more Bard again than she is Ranger. I'm kind of going to stop with like Ranger 5. I just wanted to get to the point where the companion was cool. And now I'm just going to funnel back into Bard. So I got basically a couple of spells is really all I really got. Oh, some extra shit around like my Song of Rest and stuff is like slightly better, that kind of stuff, but like nothing major. But what I did get is Sending. I got the spell Sending. Yeah.
That is a game changer for you because you've got allies all over the world.
Well, that's it. So I decided that Mali would be thinking about, like, desperately thinking about the fact that she can't get in touch. She doesn't even know where half of her, like, friends are. So she would probably just be wishing and praying she did. And then somehow this kind of, like, as she's singing this song of, like, yearning and, like, desperation to know where her friends are, this kind of comes to her. She figures out how to do it. And she sends out a message. Yeah, like literally. And it was going to be the song. Do you know the song Need You Now?
Need You Now. Wait, by who?
is it Lady Antebellum or whatever? Is that the one?
I feel like maybe.
Oh, baby, I need you now. That's the one I could think of right now, the dub made.
I was like, I know that song. And then I was like, nah, I bet there are like 20 pop songs that have a
chorus. Yeah, called Need You Now. But it's the one where it's like, oh, how does it fucking go? But like, this is why I was going to do a pop parody song for it, because I was like thinking about it way too hard. But it's like, I'm drunk. Like, it's 1 a.m. and I'm drunk. You know, like, it's like got cool lyrics like that. And I promised I wouldn't call you, but I am, you know? So it's like that kind of vibes from Mali. It's like, I promised I wouldn't reach out to any of these people unless I really needed to, but I really fucking need to. So I need you now, you know?
I don't know why, but I just thought you were drunk dialing.
Knowledge. Okay.
By opening up the lockers. I need you now. Calling.
Yeah, right? Mali, fucking stop calling me.
No,
I'm everywhere, you idiot. Don't waste your spell slots.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So here's the thing for you, Brad. Like, I reckon she reaches out to Tap for the first time since she was a kid. You know, but we'll deal with that later. But like, that is a thing that I want you to have in your head, because it's only 25 words. That I can send or whatever, so I can tell you what they are later. But I've got like a whole, she's gonna reach out to Tap.
I hope the words you're using to send to him aren't "I've got a hole."
I've got a hole and
like a hole.
He'll reply, "Mali,
I've got a hole.
9 years since I've seen you, but that sounds awesome."
It's not quite a hole, but it is like a hole.
the thing we've established about Mali is nothing about her sex life. We don't know if she's a virgin still.
It's Dungeons and Dragons. Not it really doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter though.
We're all virgins here.
She's been busy, man.
Although after rescuing Shabs, like,
I mean, it's quite clear she's had some kind of experience or interaction because she knew enough to not be confused about what Shabs was saying.
I think Mali reads dirty porno mags. I'm gonna put it out there.
Maybe she does. She carries around like those like romance literature novels, you know, like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's ye olde pornography, so it's just like sketched out little comics of like.
Yeah, and it's got like things about heaving bosoms and stuff in it, and she's just like.
Shades of Fae.
Yeah, like that's. Yes, 50 Shades of Fey. So that's like she's been reading that's stuff canon. Like that. That's canon now. That exists in the world.
Nice.
Ah, anyway. Yeah, so she has that. Yeah.
And JD, what has Arcus got from their level up?
I don't think I got anything. I think I just leveled up. I don't think there was anything special added.
You just went to Cleric 11?
Yeah.
Mean.
Cleric 11, because I added a bunch of stuff when I got to 10. I got to add like 3 spells and things. So.
Okay, so you just got a bit stronger.
Strong boy. My max HP is now at 58.
Wow.
Which is almost decent.
Level 11 and your HP is only 58. That's wildly low. That's crazy.
I am weak.
JD, quick question.
For listeners, we've got a guest, Waffles.
Yes.
Is he with us from the Waffles and Mario Talk About Things podcast?
True.
So that's the voice that you're about to hear. Sorry, Waffles, I interrupted.
That is fine. JD, if Arcus was the god of something, what would you have Arcus be the god of?
Petty annoyances.
Brilliant. Thank
you. Small disputes.
Amazing.
Cool.
Amazing.
That is entirely unrelated. That was just for my own knowledge and will not in any way come back to haunt you later.
I remember the other spell that I got and it's kind of hilarious. Well, I thought it was funny. I got silence. Which you can put a creature and object entirely in a sphere of silence and it's immune to thunder damage.
Ooh.
So I could just be like, nah, excuse me. Put you in a sphere and then cast thunder away.
It'll take 2 turns.
Yeah, it'd take 2 turns, but it'd still be funny for me. Also, casting spells that have verbal components inside silence don't work. So she can just be like, excuse me, shut up, I'm talking. Which is very in keeping with Marley.
I love that for her.
Yeah, right.
I didn't ever like say what spells I had chosen because we went like straight into the live shows, so like obviously we know my bring back from dead
mm-hmm.
one, but I also got remove cure remove curse.
Ah, shiny.
Remove cure.
Oh, nice.
Cure curse, remove curse.
Cool.
And it looks, I don't remember this, but it looks like I've added insect plague.
I mean, amazing.
Totally cool.
You could, I haven't looked into remove curse, but could you maybe remove the chaos curse?
Well, I thought I was just gonna like remove them when it happened to us. So if someone like turned into a tree in the middle of combat,
it could undo the tree thing.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys know that the chaos curse only lasts 6 seconds, though.
Maybe I didn't add cure. Actually, I think I accidentally clicked
insect swarm.
Insect plague. I actually, I've decided to start a plague instead of
You know what? Banfor started a plague of mice. You can start a plague of insects. That's absolutely fine.
That's true. Yeah.
That's very, I mean, this is very divine, I feel, calling plagues. Yes. So I'm just more cleric-y than ever.
Yeah. Whereas I've got more of my School of Glamour stuff actually coming up now because I'm actually barding it up, so like I can disrupt mind influencing effects by playing, so I can now play a song and give everybody advantage on saving throws against being frightened or charmed, which is cool.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, and I can actually cloak myself in fey magic that makes others want to serve me, so as a bonus action I can cast command to just be like, bitch, please, I need you to do a thing. Yeah.
Right.
So Marley starts looking real, like, fey and cool right now. Yeah.
Fair warning, I have extremely limited experience with high-level D&D. So all of these things you're talking about, you're going to have to be fully in charge of them. I do not know enough about the game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm doing and I'll read it out and I'll even tell you what it's called so you can go look at it yourself. Like, these two things are called Counter Charm and my Mantle of Majesty. So it's pretty cool. I'm very excited about it.
Okay, and we'll learn about Waffle's character soon.
Wait, I get a character?
So... Oh, no, you're just here as a spectator, that's right.
I was going to say, like, was I meant to actually do work for this? Oh no.
Hello, Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce, easy to listen.